how do I turn a weakness into a strength? Well, that's a good question. But look, you don't necessarily want to, first of all, you want to cultivate your strengths. Number one, cultivate your strengths. What do you have a talent for? Do you have a talent for athletics? Do you have a talent for academia? Are you a super, naturally, a very intelligent person? Don't necessarily go out there and try to become a professional arm wrestler, okay? Don't do that. If you're into MMA, if you're a very smart person into MMA, maybe you become a coach. Maybe you have more success as a coach than a fighter. Maybe you have more success in academia. Are you somebody who's, you're a great talker. Maybe you become a psychologist. Maybe you start something, maybe you become an author. Are you good with words? Find what you're naturally good at. Get in that domain. Take that superpower you're born with. Go in that domain. And in that domain, eliminate all weaknesses. Okay. So if you're not very naturally athletic and you're like, okay, I'm going to attack that weakness and I'm going to go try to win a CrossFit games, you're going to train really, really like your entire life. You're going to try to beat that weakness. You're going to go so all in that. You're going to end up in the 10% best maybe. But you'll never become the number one best. To be the number one best, you have to have some natural talent. So for instance, if you look at the top five in the world at anything, okay, let's take MMA. Those guys worked as hard, maybe harder than the top 10 or the top 15. But those guys also have with them a talent. Maybe they have incredible eyes, like their reflexes are incredible. Maybe they have a long reach. Maybe they have an incredible chin. They just have natural chin. It's not because... they're not in the top five because they worked a lot harder than the guy who's number eight. Not necessarily. I've seen guys in number eight work way harder than the guy who's number one. Okay. Now it is the case that the guy who worked number one also outworked everybody else, but it's rare. Oftentimes there is a talent involved. There is. Okay. So that's just my opinion. Find out what your superpower is, get in that world, and from there work on your weaknesses. Sometimes I need a break from it. Absolutely. You know, that's why I have hobbies. I really believe that every human being should, even I don't care if you're a chess expert or a doctor, you need something that you like to do on the side that gets you away from that. Just refresh your batteries and re-energize. You know, sometimes taking 2-3 days off whatever you do, whatever you're focused on in life, it's worth 10 days of training. So if you're like, I don't know, if you're studying medicine really intensely, sometimes taking 2 or 3 days off and coming back fresh is like studying very, it's like the equivalent of having done 10 intensive days of study, like that leap you might have. Sometimes taking a break can be a leap because you come back, you know, you refresh, you got fresh eyes again. You've had a time to connect dots. You've had a time to step back and get some perspective. And that happens often when you get your mind off things. You know, you're just completely doing something opposite of what you were doing 24/7. So if you're studying martial arts, you're doing that 24/7, then you take a week off and you come back to it, you can have a breakthrough, you know? I'm a new purple belt and I'm stuck in a plateau. Any advice? That's from David MacLeod. David, you know what I would suggest is try to up your hours of training. Try to up your hours. If your body can take it, you know, you want to train the body a lot without breaking it. That's really the secret of training. Train your body more. Like if you're in a plateau, you're going to go and maybe go through an intensive, maybe go do a seminar somewhere. I used to love doing seminars when I was doing BJJ. Well, I'm still doing BJJ. But I mean, I especially coming up as a, like coming up to black belt, I did a lot of seminars. Every time there was a seminar somewhere, I would drive down, take a couple of guys with me from the gym. We'd go down. We did a lot of seminars. Like I've done a lot of seminars with guys we later fought. Like it's crazy to think, you know, like I've done a lot of seminars in my life, not as a teacher, like as a student. And I thought it was very beneficial because I would come back to my gym and I have another flavor, another angle. I saw something out there. You got to go out there and learn what's out there. There are things going on out there. You have no idea. Like people are developing all sorts of different strategies and tactics. Go out there and get in touch with them.